Grassland Bird Trust is a nonprofit land trust conserving critical habitat for endangered, threatened, and rapidly declining grassland birds. The group has conserved over 250 acres of prime habitat in the heart of Washington County, New York, and the grasslands important bird area since their founding in 2010. They work with the New York State DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, for those of you keeping score at home, and other major partners to protect thousands more acres of critical habitat for endangered and at-risk grassland birds across New York State and the eastern United States. They're working on building a national grassland coalition to increase the scale and pace of grassland conservation across North America. They are also going to be having a Raptor Fest at Hicks Orchard in Granville, New York on Saturday, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. In the meantime, it's a great pleasure to welcome Board Secretary Kathy Room and Board Vice Chair Terry Griffin. How are you both?
We're fine, thank you.
Excellent. It's wonderful to have you here, and I thank you very much. How long has this organization been active doing what it's been doing within Washington County?
The Grassland Bird Trust has been around since 2010. It was founded by Lori LaFond, and ever since then we've been working to protect critical habitat for these vanishing birds.
Why are they vanishing?
Because they need this very specific habitat. They can only survive in this very unique habitat. And out in the Midwest, the prairies are disappearing. They're being converted to agricultural land. And here, because of farming practices, the grasslands are also disappearing.
So we'll talk about that in a second. Terry, so what do we do? I mean, how ultimately can this land be protected?
As Kathy mentioned, we work with the DEC and other organizations to help find suitable habitat that will serve as grassland for the birds. The grassland birds need this specific habitat for hunting, especially the raptors in the winter, and they also need it in the spring and summer for the breeding habitat. So we need to find these unique habitats and get those lands conserved either through acquiring that land or through easements that the different people will agree to do.
Which is easier?
Both are hard.
Yeah. I mean, I would think getting the land would be hard, but the easements are hard too.
Yeah. We're working closely with the DEC now, and we're also, we look for funding to buy land or put conservation easements on it.
Once you have the land, whether through an easement or that you own the land, how then do you get the birds there to that particular area?
The birds have been here since the 19th century.
Okay.
Since there were large farms in upstate New York. The birds have been here, but now they're disappearing.
But if they're in a particular habitat and then that habitat is changed, they will naturally move to another habitat, which
is
conducive to what they want to do.
Yes. And we also, once we get the habitat, we do have to actively manage it to maintain it so that it's suitable for grassland birds.
Yep.
So there's mowing that has to be done every 3 years. You don't want to mow extensively and have not a lot of grasslands, but you need to kind of rotational mow
it
as well.
If we could all just mow once every 3 years, wouldn't that be the
ideal.
Greatest thing in the world?
We also have to manage the invasive species.
And those, give us an idea of those species.
So,
canary grass.
Parsnip, the wild parsnip.
Wild parsnip, things that destroy the grasslands for birds.
You talked about farming practices. Give us a sense of those farming practices that make it difficult in doing what you want to do.
Well, for farmers to make money, they have to mow 3 or 4 times a year.
Right.
And if you do that, many of these birds nest in the ground. And if you're mowing 3 or 4 times a year, they can't survive. So what we have to do is sometimes we work with farmers and say, can you not mow between mid-May and August? And then the birds have time to breed. But that's really not economically feasible for agriculture. So we have to rely on people who are conservation-minded, who are willing to mow on a delayed basis.
You talk about the challenges, the economic challenges. So much of the land in our particular region, I live in Washington County as well, we're seeing a lot of solar farms and solar fields come in. How has that become an issue in what you do?
We all believe in renewable energy, but there's a big drive to have 70% of our energy be renewable by 2030. And so there is a big push to put in solar farms, and that's taking priority over any other environmental concern. So in our case, there's a Canadian company, a $4 billion company, that is going to be building. It's going to have an 800-acre footprint of solar panels and of infrastructure, roads, fencing. That's 800 football fields right in the middle of the important bird area, right around, wrapping around the land that the DEC has conserved there and that we have conserved there. It's possible, no one knows, that the smaller grassland birds, things like bobolinks and meadowlarks, maybe they'll be able to live under these panels. But it's clear that the raptors, the short-eared owls, which there's almost none of them left in New York, and the northern harriers, which are threatened in New York, cannot hunt in among solar panels. So this is an enormous amount of habitat that's being destroyed. And Audubon and the American Bird Conservancy are extremely concerned.
How do you combat that?
What we're doing is we are trying to work with Boralex, the solar company, and have them conserve more land. We would like them to fund us to conserve more land. The state will probably require them to conserve, if they're going to take away 800 acres from the birds, the state will probably require them to conserve less than, you know, between 300 and 400 acres. We want them to conserve another 500 so that we maintain this, the biggest area of grasslands in eastern New York.
Now, when you say for them to conserve, that's just on this particular parcel of land, but not necessarily at other places where solar fields may go throughout the county.
As far as we know, this is, in terms of birds, this is the most detrimental site for a solar panel project.
Mm. This area, the important bird area, which is an Audubon designated area, I think it was designated as an important bird area back in 1970. It's that area that's so precious, particularly for the grassland birds. And by putting the panels in this 13,000-acre important bird area, it really does threaten the grassland birds.
And do you have a rough number of how many birds are in this region that you're talking about?
There's 11 grassland birds that we're trying to...
11
that
species.
Yeah, 11 species that we're trying to protect.
If they're not protected, where do they go?
When the habitat disappears, they disappear.
What constitutes a grassland?
It looks like a meadow. Ideally, it's a hayfield that is mowed once a year in August.
Mm-hmm.
That is how grasslands formed in the 19th century, because that was the farming practice. And so that is what they need, but that's no longer the farming practice.
Tell us about the Raptor Fest.
Raptor Fest, it's this Saturday. We start early in the morning. We start at 8 o'clock. We start early because that's when the birds are the most active and we'll have the best chance of seeing them, because we start with some bird walks. We start with two bird walks at 8 and then two more bird walks at 9. So that's kind of that part of the day. And then as those bird walks finish, we'll have a chance up at Hicks Orchard in Granville, New York. We'll have a chance to go see to do a tour of the cidery. It's going to be early in the day, but we'll have a little bit of a time to do maybe a hard cider tasting as part of that tour. And then we have scheduled 3 speakers. Everybody that attends get to pick which presentation they want to go hear, obviously on a variety of bird-related topics. And then we're going to have lunch, a complimentary lunch, which is being catered by Shiftwood Fired, and they're bringing up their food truck. We're going to have a wholesome bowl lunch for the day. And then after lunch, we'll do our signature raptor demo, and that's Trish Markey. We'll bring in her raptor. She works on wildlife rehabilitation, and she'll be doing a raptor demo, and that will be the end of the day. All of the details on this are at grasslandbirdtrust.org. If you go to walks and events at our site, you will see all the details about this and how to sign up. And of course, I want to just remind everyone that the proceeds for the day are all going to help us conserve some of this grassland that we need to do to protect the grassland birds.
Grasslandbirdtrust.org to find out more information. The event is Saturday, May 20th. You can find out information anytime at their website.
Kathy Room and Terry Griffin, it's a great pleasure to have you both here. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for sharing with us and for the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
It's really special.
Thank you
very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.